With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Tests for residents at an assisted living facility in Kalispell came back negative today. Initial tests were given high priority by the state lab, but took more than a week to return results. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports a state health official says this kind of delay in results is uncommon.
Emmanuel Lutheran started the first round of testing 245 residents and staff at its Buffalo Hills Terrace apartment complex following a female resident testing positive in late July. It took 9 days for the results to come back, despite the test being given a Priority 1 designation for the fastest turnaround by the state health department. A spokesperson for Emmanuel Lutheran says it took 5 days to get results from a second round of tests. The state's top testing priority level targets people with COVID-19 symptoms, close contacts to known cases, and investigations into potential outbreaks. Jim Murphy is the chief of the Department of Public Health and Human Services Communicable Disease Bureau. He says the turnaround for high-priority tests run at the state lab is about 2 to 3 days, but says the state lab doesn't always have the capacity to run every high-priority test.
That's when a decision will be made to maybe send some of the samples out to our partner. And depending on the day of the week that these things arrive, that can make a difference.
When the state doesn't have capacity, Murphy says it's sending tests to Mako Medical in North Carolina, where turnaround averages 4 to 5 days, but can take longer, as it did in Emmanuel Lutheran's case. State officials say Mako can run about 1,000 tests per day. Murphy says by the end of the week, Montana State University will be able to run up to 500 tests daily, and says Kalispell Regional Healthcare, Bozeman Health, and Billings Clinic are all working to build up similar testing capacity. Montana has seen outbreaks of COVID-19 at assisted living facilities in Toole and Yellowstone counties. The state's current testing strategy emphasizes monitoring and surveillance testing of healthcare workers, long-term care centers, and group homes like Buffalo Hills Terrace. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.